WHDD presents Susan Says.
Listeners, you know that when I'm really upset, okay, pissed off, I do a segment called Oh Come On. Well, this week was the most Oh Come On week ever. Here we go. Number one. The attorney general who auditioned for the job by saying you can't prosecute a president gets the job. Guess what? He doesn't prosecute the president. Huh. In fact, he makes a mockery of a report that was to go to Congress and takes it off the table. Oh, come on. And oh, yeah, his son is now working for the administration. Number two, Chicago, which is the most corrupt of the corrupt cities, lives up to its image so much that the mayor is disgusted. It makes a deal with a hoaxer who got himself beat up and reported it as a fake hate crime, and then settles for $10,000 and 2 days of sort of volunteering. Are you kidding me? Oh, come on. Number three, the FAA looked the other way when certifying Boeing planes, which killed hundreds of people. The inspector general found too close a relationship between Boeing and FAA managers. Duh. Now we know what we knew, and what are we going to do about it? Well, the same guy is back at the FAA. Now, disgusting. Pilots had 40 seconds to correct errors and no training to do it. Oh, come on. Heads should roll, but they won't. Number four, the Interior Department quashed a report on toxic pesticide, and the same guy is now in line to become Interior Secretary, of course. Oh, come on, does it ever stop with Trump? Trying to ruin the environment, education, all the departments in the government, including judiciary. People, we are in a fight for the very survival of the planet with this disgusting administration. Oh, come on. Number five, now they are going after health care. Remember deranged Donnie pledging, no, I won't do anything about pre-existing conditions. Ha! Now he's after that as well. Anything to deflect from the Russian situation? Oh, come on. We have no one protecting us. We have to vote these pigs out. It's up to Democrats. But wait, they now have three lefty liberals who are about to ruin the Democratic Party, and we are following it too. Oh, come on. Number six. Finally, and worst, I used to support PBS Channel. So much good programming. No more. This week, a documentary supposedly on women, war, and peace showed the most ugly, violent, vile, anti-Israel piece from the First Intifada, complete with adorable animation of Palestinian babies. Where was the other side? Terrorism from the PLO. Factions among Palestinians destroying their own people, Israel babies killed by terrorists, incidents of terror on a daily basis. Oh no, this was disgusting, totally warped, one-sided, without any redeeming quality, and supported by a bunch of people I'm shocked at, and I won't mention here, but I have your names. This was either stupid or complicit. When you back films without giving a balanced other side, you are making propaganda. You got it? Not truthful. You are guilty. What a week. I want it to be over. I can't take it anymore. Oh, come on.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.